Welcome, citizens, to the end of things. You might as well know that this isn't real. Not in your reality, anyway, but still. For your unreal sake, I'm pulling out all of the stops now and sending in everyone I can. I've been keeping this facade going on for so long now. Maybe it is time I just let everything fade away. I guess it depends on our heroes, really. I'm not certain when the next cycle will begin, but until then, enjoy the remainder of the show.
The darkness. I'm Randy Aspinwall. As always, I am uploading this podcast from 12 floors down below an estate that's got a gigantic mansion on it that I inherited from my great-great-great-granduncle Randolph Carter. Now, I got a pretty interesting show lined up for us today, but I'm honestly starving. I didn't get to eat lunch today, and my wife took the kids out. They went out to dinner. They're at Mio's on Main Street in Gardner, New York. They got great food there, great service. It's a farm-to-table service. And honestly, I love their chow. The one thing that I really miss is getting out of here because of the force field, because of the pandemic, all that stuff, and getting out to eat. They got their masks together. They went out. They got a special thing going on tonight with outdoor dining, and they're really enjoying that. So get over there to Mio's Cafe on Main Street in Gardner, New York, and enjoy some food. Tell them Live from the Darkness sent you. Now, I talked about my belly. We're going to have to order some pizzas or something. Why don't my co-hosts go ahead and introduce themselves?
I am Julie the Ghost, and I am the resident security expert here, as well as, you know, Lucas's girlfriend.
And you're so much more than those two things.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Lou.
Hello, everyone. I am Lou Guts the Ghoul. That's at Lou Guts on Twitter. You know, Randy, last week's show made me realize that, before we met those two gentlemen, I haven't really been hearing much about grave robbers anymore. Have you noticed that too?
I mean, aside from like fictional stories, I guess I'd agree with you there, but it just seems like the sort of thing that, isn't really meaningful anymore.
Well, apparently it's a dying art.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, it's there's just no reason for it anymore.
Oh, Randy.
Nobody buries themselves with. Why are you? I missed a joke, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. All right, somebody explain it to me.
It's a dying art.
His eye is twitching.
Oh no.
My name is Donald O'Shaughnessy.
Lucas, you got to get that rod up in his nose. He's having one of those strokey things.
Oh, boy.
Hurry up, man. Get that in there. There's something wrong with him.
Hang on, Donald.
Oh, that is never good to see. Donald, you are... Oh, here you go.
As in Safeway.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh!
This is new.
As in Platypus.
Oh, my God.
And...
something wrong with his Broca center.
As in Taco Lot.
This is like a real thing with stroke.
Hey, as in fuck me.
Oh my God.
Ew.
He's still Donald at least.
As in hippopotamus.
Listen, Lex, this is not normal. I just want to say.
Oh. As in forget about it. Apostrophe.
He got the apostrophe.
S. As in kumquat.
He just gets weirder every time, every episode. Just
as in tote bag.
We're going to have to get a doctor in here for him.
As in pipsqueak.
Oh, my God. Look at what his ear is doing.
Ooh.
As in fuck me in the ass again.
How's his ear?
Definitely still Donald.
As in crap.
How's his ear curling like that?
H. As in Yale.
Oh, my God. He said Yale.
As in Yankees are cool.
Whoa!
He's definitely not all right.
White waffle.
What?
S, as in poop shoot.
Oh my God.
S, as in toilet bowl. And Y, as in...
I'm really scared.
Boobalicious.
Get that rod out of his nose. Maybe it's screwed him up. I mean, Donald, I'm going to get a doctor in here for you. I think I'm going to call Crow Chuckle and see if he'll get a doctor in here for us or something.
Why? Why the fuck are you going to call Crow Chuckle?
You just got the spelling completely wrong for your name. I mean, you got the spelling right, but the words were all wrong. Like,
what are you talking about?
You just got. Never mind. You know what? I'm not even.
Give me the phone.
You need a doctor.
Pizza? Not.
Yes. Yes. Can you order? Yeah. You got the phone.
Give me
call
Sal.
He's got the card on file. All right. We've got a really good guest lined up for you folks. We're just gonna order this pizza real quick. I haven't eaten. I'm starving.
It's ringing.
Yeah.
South Totoya. This is Sal.
Yeah. I need 4 extra large meat lover pizzas to 1 street. Go into the driveway, go to the side of the house, go through the Bilco doors. It's about 12 floors down in the basement. There's a big metal thing that looks purple or green or some fucking color. I don't know what it is. It's some weird metal door. We're down there. We're recording the show, so we can't come up.
Hey, hang on a second. No. Forget about it. You know, I'm not sending anybody down no basement. No, that's not how we operate around here. That's not, you know what? Delivery guys get their skin taken off and worn around by some fucking psycho who wants to lube up everybody's fucking epidermis, and they get the fucking hose again.
No. We don't have any lotion in baskets down here. It's under Randy Aspinwall. We order all the time. The card's on file. He's rich.
Oh, okay. There you go. I see you now. I'll wait. Fuck it. I'll send Lowy. Nobody fucking likes Lowy anyways. Hey, by the way, do you want any of Sal's special breadsticks? We got three sauces with that. We got ranch, jalapeno, and Sal's surprise.
Sure, go ahead and give us a surprise.
All right.
Yeah, and I'll throw in an extra $100. Randy's rich. It's all good.
All right.
Just see you come down here.
Good stuff. Okay. You know what? Okay,
what?
Yeah, we got your fresh hot pizzas for you in about 20 minutes, so it's free. Hey, by the way, would you mind if I do a little promo plug?
He wants to do a promo plug. Is that cool, Randy?
What? Oh, yeah.
He wants to do a promo plug.
Whatever yeah,
go
he
ahead.
Wants, just get the
go
pizzas.
Ahead.
All right. Hey, this is Sal Salami. If you need to get something hot into your mouth and enjoy cheesy, yeasty steam from a fresh reopened box, then Sal's Trattoria is the place for you. Come on down to Sal's. We've got old arcade games you can only look at because they don't work, and our counter is lined with the latest vacation cruise sweepstakes offers for you to fill in with a golf pencil that we provide while you wait for a delicious slice of triangle to be spread out before you, ready for you to assault your whips and tongue. That's me, Sal Salami. You want hot meat, shout right into your open mouth. Sal Salami delivers, and I will come in under 20 minutes. That's the Sal Salami guarantee.
Okay, thanks a lot, Amplified. Oh, God.
Is the
that
pizza coming?
Taxing. Yes, in 20 minutes.
All right, yeah, I don't like talking to Sal. It just takes forever. The guy just talks so much.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it makes good pizza, you know?
He does.
You can't knock that. So, got a great guest lined up today. This individual, this young man, I can say that, he got a hold of me via email. And in his email, he said that he is a... Now, forgive me if I get this wrong. Your name is Lex Looper. And
yes, sir.
You're a werewolf?
Lycanthrope.
Lycanthrope.
Okay, it's very insulting to call me a werewolf.
All right, what is the difference between a lycanthrope and a werewolf? And would you mind just stepping back away from my microphone just a little bit?
Gotcha. The difference between a lycanthrope and a werewolf is that the werewolves, they need a moon to transform. And
what kind of a moon? Are we talking like
a full moon? It's not even any moon. They need that certain moon, and that's just the most unreliable trait ever, in my personal opinion. And us, lycanthrope, we are in full control.
Okay.
We can transform from humans to beasts whatever we please. And
okay,
it's very, very viable.
Okay. Now, let me just pause you right there. Donald, you are our resident expert on cryptids, and that's sort of supernatural, these super sort of supernatural entities. Is this is what he's saying verifiable? Is there a difference between werewolves and lycanthropes?
They say that their lycanthropes are like, oh, we're lycanthropes. We're smarter than regular werewolves. We can control
it's ourselves, true.
But they really can't. It's all right. Bullshit.
Okay. All right.
I think I could prove you wrong by the end of this show.
All right. So, why did you come on the show?
Two reasons, honestly. First one was I've been listening to y'all's podcast in my travels for a while, and I just think I feel like you guys make ghouls to be these amazing creatures, and they're not.
Are you kidding me?
We are. We lycanthropes are. We can do anything these ghouls can do, but better.
I watched this guy suplex my Buick.
I can rip your Buick in half.
Huh.
Please.
Yeah.
And then the main reason is just, it's for you, Julie.
Me?
I came here for you. You are, your voice has gotten, your angelic voice has gotten through so much. And to be honest, it gets up lonely traveling by your own self, and your voice has just kept me going. And finally, I get to put a voice to the apparition. You are just the most beautiful ghostly woman I have ever seen.
And where the fuck do you find these assholes, Randy?
He emailed me.
And I'm here to just show you that this ghoul's a fool, and I'm a gentleman in the streets, but a beast in the sheets. So,
wow.
So come take a ride on the wild side.
Thank you,
baby.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I expected that eventually one of us was going to get a stalker. Now, Julie is clearly involved in a relationship with Lugutz. I mean, do you really think you can just walk in here and take her away from him?
I mean, look at him. What can he even get it up? It's 10,000 years
Whoa.
Old.
Look at me. Look I'm at you. You're like a Pomeranian on 2 feet.
At least I'm a fertile one, a Pomeranian who can get it up, who can please, who can satisfy.
Yeah, but I bet it looks like lipstick when it comes out.
Oh. Do you like peanut butter?
I love it.
Why? Chunky or creamy?
Chunky. All the way. I like that. I like that texture.
Well, you're getting that wrong. We know what kind of peanut butter is preferred by our resident ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Choosy moms choose Jeff, right, Donald?
That's right.
Still not over that. So you're a lycanthrope. Yes, now, sir. You're standing here you're in human form. And is that your usual form or is... What is your usual form? That would be the real question I'm searching for here.
I try to stay as human just because it's hard to walk down the street as a hairy wolf humanoid.
So when you turn into the other form of you, it is a humanoid dog creature. It's not like you're fully dog.
Yes, and I just said wolf just because that's just the easiest way to get a good picture of it.
Yeah. There's no racial implication there by your choice of wording to you say wolf. I'm with you there, but
I just want to make sure you guys know I ain't comparing myself to a wolf. I'm just trying to paint an image for y'all because I am not a wolf.
All right. Well, listen. You know. Were you born as a human, and then how did you contract, is it called lycanthropy?
Yes, that's the scientific way of putting it. But I was actually adopted. I've never met my real parents.
Okay.
All I know is that my mother was infected with the lycanthrope disease. She was bitten while she was pregnant with me. And I can only assume I came out as this hairy beast, and she wanted nothing to do with it. And I was thrown out in the middle of the street. And that's where my adopted family found me, inside my lycanthrope form. And they assumed I was a dog. And I lived with them for 17 years.
Wow. Okay. And so how old are you now then?
I am just a shy over 100.
Okay. Wow. So I wouldn't have thought that. I mean, you look like a young kid just walked out of a metal concert to me.
Well, us some lycanthropes live up to be between 1,000 and 2,000, just depends on your diet. But I'm still okay. fairly young.
All right. Well, I mean, Lugutz is, as far as we know, he's 10,000 years old, but that's just as far as he can remember. We don't actually know how old he is.
It happens whenever you get to that age, your memory starts getting fuzzy.
I'm not 10,000 years old.
Hey, can you lick your own balls? Can you lick your own balls without cracking a rib?
That is a great question.
Only in my lycanthrope form.
That's what I was asking.
Now, when you're in your lycanthrope,
show us later.
Donald.
What? God. I want to see it.
Maybe if Julie asks me to, I can.
Okay.
Julie, you mind?
Julie.
I mean, Donald really took one for the team. I mean, do you think?
Just Lou?
For the sake of the show.
What do you know, think?
If he wants to show Donald, but I mean, you cool your jets there, Junior.
Well, he does. He wants to cool his own jet right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not a chance, Scott McCall.
Oh, man.
So, you said that you're just over 100?
We're just going to brush right over that one.
So that would mean you were adopted around the 1920s. What was that like growing up in that type of household?
Well, I'm from Texas, so it was a very old school Christian household, and it was interesting. It was definitely, I wasn't allowed to go and mingle with the other street poodles, and I learned a lot of my mannerisms from listening to my adopted parents raise my adopted sister or family. And
so you speak English?
Yes. And
from the time you were a kid. I mean, obviously now you do, but when you were a kid, you spoke English.
Yes, and that was the thing. They just thought I was a really smart dog, but I could just understand them when I'm in my lycanthrope form. I can still understand and speak. And that's where I learned everything from. I learned how to talk. And one day they left. And this is how I did find out I can't lick my own balls, what Donald was asking. Cause whenever you're left alone and you're a teenager going through some body changes, you got to find ways to satisfy. And the ball licking just was just not doing it for me anymore.
But by the same token though, I mean, that is probably a childhood dream of many a boy. Now, how did you end up finding out that you were a lycanthrope? I mean, if you're born this way as this dog, you think of yourself as a dog, but here you are in human form. What was that transition there? How did that work?
Well, a gentleman never lies. So I do have to be honest. Well, we try our best not to. And I have to be honest, I do. There is one instance where I don't have full control over my transformation. This is what got me kicked out of the household.
Okay.
I was pumping my stuff giraffe while the family was gone, and in the middle of my climax, whatever, I'm just about to spill, I transformed into a man as the family walked in.
Oh my God, with your dick in the giraffe. Oh, Donald, wow. Is this the relative of yours?
Yes. Oh, no.
Surprisingly not.
No, no. He has zero mannerisms. We are not related.
You're just giving it to everybody.
Hey, sorry. It's just the gentleman in me. And I've listened to the podcast a lot, and this guy interrupts like crazy, and that's a big hurt.
Yeah,
for me.
For some reason,
well, bless your fucking heart. Okay.
But anyways, to get back to the story, let's just say if the families don't like seeing a grown ass man humping a giraffe, and that's an instance you're out on the road, and that's just been my life since.
All right. So you discovered that you're a man. Your adopted parents, and I assume your adopted sibling, found you with your dick in a giraffe, fake giraffe. Now, where do you go from there? What's next for Lex Luper?
I became a, it's funny you mentioned a kid out of a metal show. Coming out of a metal show earlier, because that's actually what I did. I was a traveling stagehand.
So okay.
I just went all around the world, or the U.S. mainly. I haven't been out of the country.
Yeah, you know, most of my fan mail for this show actually comes from carnies and roadies for various metal bands. I mean, I assume that's how you heard of us.
Yes, and I've just been enthralled. Then once Julie's voice came on, that was it. I was a fan ever since. It was my remedy to help me sleep, help me get through all of the night, the lycanthrope night terrors.
Get in line, pal.
Lycanthrope night terrors. Do you have specific dreams? I mean, what does a lycanthrope consider to be a nightmare? Lucas, you want to chime in here? I mean, this guy's moving in on your territory.
He probably saw that Cats movie, and that gave him nightmares. That gave me nightmares.
Well, I mean, we're all familiar with, you know, seeing like a sleeping Jack Russell Terrier just kind of, you know, whimper in its sleep. I'm sure it's like that.
All right.
I bet no comic. This is just an old man venting, and that's all right.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like Lucas is unrivalable here.
But a lycanthrope night of terror would be not being able to have your favorite giraffe anymore. That was one of my biggest issues. I did not get to keep my giraffe once the family kicked me out, and it haunts me.
You're a Toys R Us kid.
I'm kind of surprised that they didn't throw that out too.
Yeah, they kept it.
I have no idea, but they thought it was punishment for me to not let me leave with it. Huh. So who knows?
Did you love that stuffed giraffe, or was it just like, you know, like, I mean, all right, I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, I was a kid. I went through puberty, and, you know, I had my box of tissues and my lanolin. I ordered the finger gripper builder out of the back of the comic book magazine from Deadpool magazine. They had that like grip builder. I mean, I really worked on like my, you know, my skills here. And then I realized that all I was doing was like training to pretend I was getting a hand job from a really muscular guy. But, you know,
he used himself as a shake weight.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to brag here, but yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a two-hander and some, you know, but so my question to you is, you're not in poor company amongst perverts. You know, we all have our little something going on here. Look, I'm going to admit it. I was the guy at the strip club. I was a member of the SPC. It's the sweatpant club. We go in there, you get your lap dance, you know, you wear your condom. I just forgot to put my condom on that day. And listen, I'm sorry, world. I really am. But this is what's out there. This is what's real. So, you know, here we go. We got this young, you know, he looks like a young guy. He's 100 years old and he's fucking a stuffed giraffe. What does a stuffed giraffe from 100 years ago look like?
Well, it has button eyes and it's just woolly. It's just woolly. It's just very, very woolly.
A butt with eyes?
No, button eyes.
Oh, button eyes. A butt with eyes. I was going to say, this is like, you know, a gay Muppet or something.
And it's just the wool that they used back in the day was very tougher. It was very, very durable.
Well, sure.
And so that's what led me to have to, I couldn't, to be honest, whenever I was younger, I couldn't actually just tear it open. I had to get scissors and cut it open.
Well, okay. So somebody kept sewing up the hole. I mean, this is like, somebody's really trying to thwart your invasion of this childhood toy.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, Julie, this tongue is golden. Unlike that 10,000 year old ghoul tongue.
Yeah, and but he's got
to lick the giraffe, make it nice and to replicate the real thing.
Okay, I think we have officially. Wait a minute. I think we have officially found our person who is creepier than Johnny Moon. This dude is going down a stuffed giraffe.
The like, stuffed giraffe.
I was young. I mean, have you ever watched American Pie? That guy fucked a pie.
That's an apple pie. I mean, okay. I guess I can see.
Hold on. You cannot tell me that cutting a hole in a stuffed giraffe and fucking it is worse than fucking your own mother.
All right. You know what? It's just the connotations of having sex with a child's toy. You know that.
I understand what you're saying.
Well, I've got a tall fetish. That's my thing. And you can hold the giraffe by the head and it's a good.
Oh, so you're really into the floppy neck. Did you ever cut a hole in the mouth and try to get a stuffed giraffe blowjob?
No, I'm a gentleman and that's just.
On that note, have you ever put lotion on the tip of the stuffed animal's, nose and then just tickled your own ass with it?
Oh my God. They're in the pivot.
No.
What? With everything else you guys talk about, this is the thing that's weird.
You have put a lot of thought into this, Randy.
Well, this is what I do. I come up with ideas. I'm not saying I've done this. I'm just
okay.
I'm an ideas guy. You know,
Randy. I admitted that the squash was mine. You can admit that you did this.
I admit to nothing.
With all this being said, though, like I said, I came here for Julie and to put this ghoul and his place.
All right. Well, let's just say that you let's say somehow you managed to defeat Lugutz in combat.
Somehow.
Right? Well, I'm just saying it's not going to happen, right? I've seen what this dude does. He's like literally 1,000 times older than you, or something. I don't know the math. I'm bad at math. But what would you do with Julie after that?
Whatever she would want, honestly.
Okay, that sounds like a very gentlemanly answer.
I would. She can't leave, so I would just go and I would be her little delivery.
Her little
delivery
dog.
Boy. Yeah. You know what? Usually that would piss me off, but for Julie, I'll make an
exception. Yeah, I get that.
For her.
You are so full of shit. You just want to bang and leave. Then we have to hear Screaming White all night. Hat break.
All right. I'm pretty freaking hungry, actually. Where is this
pizza? Anna, where's that fucking pizza, yeah?
I mean,
hello?
Way too on cue. That's all I'm going to say. Holy cow.
Creepy.
Somebody down there.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Yeah, down here.
Yes, just come down the stairs.
Have you guys ever heard of lights? Come on.
Lights. Little lights.
Is there a laptop computer? All right.
Trattoria's Pizza, I'm here.
Yes, we know who you are.
We know. Yeah, you're fucking late.
Who's paying for this?
Nobody.
Nobody. You're late.
I'm not late.
Yes, you are.
Look at my watch.
You've already got my credit card, too.
No, you got the credit card.
You're late. We're not paying for this pizza, and I'm not tipping you.
You owe me $250. I'm not going fucking anywhere.
$250. You fuck yourself. You're late.
That was the deal.
No, it wasn't. It was an extra $100 on the tip to come down here, but you're fucking late. And if you're late, after 20 minutes, the pizza's free, shithead. Give me the fucking pizza.
I'm not fucking late, and I'm not going anyways. You know what? Fuck this shit. I'm so fucking tired. Give me your money.
What the fuck, man?
Donald, would you just fucking shoot this guy?
Give me your money.
I didn't bring my guns today.
Empty the fucking
box. You told
me
not to bring my guns. Your daughter drew me a beautiful rainbow picture. I wanted to keep her safe. I didn't want to scare anybody. I didn't want to kill anybody today.
Today's the day that you decide to fucking listen to me. All right. Well, you know what?
Yes.
Fuck it. My next fucking try. I got a way to settle this between you two fucking guys. You know what? Whichever one of you guys, Lugitz or Lex, can kill this asshole the fastest is going to get my next trust fund check.
So, I got the fucking gun here.
Get out of my way.
Shoot, man. What the fuck is that thing? Oh my god. It tastes pretty good, too.
The fingers.
Oh my god.
Yeah, seriously.
That was like glow.
Yeah, he's in like four pieces. Look, his head is still kicking, though.
Oh.
How is his head still alive? I mean, it's not attached. I mean, not even his body's not even together. That was amazing.
Nerves.
That was awesome.
Oh, wow.
I got a finger. The best part.
I feel really bad saying this, but I feel so good about what just happened.
So do I.
You know, Lex, that was pretty impressive the way you pulled that guy's leg right out of the socket. That was props to you.
Thanks. I gotta say, I didn't even know you could kill people the way you just fucking mutilated that man.
You know, I think Lugitz was clearly the winner there, though. Julie, wouldn't you agree?
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I saw Lex take a bite out of his neck before Lugitz ripped something out of his asshole.
That was his heart. Yeah, I saw that.
and I just gotta say, Lugitz, shit, I could learn a thing from you, to be honest. I've never even thought of that.
God, who would have thought that this pizza delivery guy would have brought such peace to our world? I'm so happy to see you guys brought together. You know, it's like, you know, big brother, little brother. And you know what I'm going to say here? I'm going to call this a draw, and I'm going to split my next trust fund check between the two of you.
Okay.
Because, you know, splitting the check, because they both won. So you're splitting the check.
Are we literally ripping it in two or what?
No. You're going to get half the money, and then Lou's going to get half the money. That's how splitting a check works.
Donald, we really don't need that mansplained. I think everybody knows that. And you don't always need the last word.
Sorry, Julie. My old Cobra Commander figure. I was looking for this.
Donald, what the hell is this?
It's a lemons. I use it to make money on the internet when jabs are slow.
It looks like a giant pink sperm.
Don't play with it, Randy. It has my ass on it.
Oh, damn it, Donald. That's not what moonlighting means.
Fuck off, Randy. I was a cop. I lived on a cop's salary. You know, if a cop or a paramedic or anybody needs to supplement the salary with a sex site on the internet, it doesn't show problems with that person. It shows trouble with the salaries being paid in this country. And all that goes back to Cthulhu and this Nick Summerlugal guy.
I don't want to get started on anything political, Donald. Let's just find this rug.
The way these guys pack this thing is not organized. There's no telling where the rug is.
Yeah, but we gotta find it. I mean, the world can end at any minute, and these ashes on your rug are really the final part of the spell to resurrect the immortal.
Or Nick Zumalugal, who's gonna kill us all.
Yeah, what did Crowchuckle say about that?
Oh, he asked if he could borrow my lovin's, so it's good we found it. I'll put it in a box and send it to him.
Maybe wash it first.
Hey, Thornwinter here. I am the producer of the nonsense that you've been listening to, and I just wanted to take a moment to personally recognize and credit this team. We've got Manny Silvera, who plays Detective Donald O'Shaughnessy. We've got Joey Starr, who plays Lugatz the Ghoul. We've got Samantha Laws, who plays Julie the Ghost. And today's special guest was Anthony Fuentes, who not only played Lex Luthor the Lycanthrope, but will be helping out with the editing and some of the sound effects and that sort of thing moving forward. So we pulled this team together from across the internet when the pandemic hit. It's been a fight. It's been a struggle. We have learned a lot through this season, and we thank you for sticking with us and listening. We're about to wrap up season one. We got just a couple of episodes left to finish off a story here for you. And we look forward to diving into season two after taking some time to practice our craft of improv, to think about our offering a little bit more, and really come back at you with a high quality season two. So thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the rest of the episodes of this season, and we look forward to seeing you again in season two. Take care, stay safe, and be well.